You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to a mistake-laden podcast of Ask Drone You.
No, say it ain't so, but this is episode number 469. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. It's going to be a fun one, I think. Paul's going to reveal.
Oh, man.
All the mistakes he's made. It's going to be a long one, guys.
Oh, man.
It's going to be a long
one. Oh, man.
But before we get to that, we are very thankful for our sponsors. And today we want to, in particular, recognize Drone Base, guys. Do you have a drone in your closet that you're not using? You bought it, you've been out flying it for a little bit, and then you put it back in the closet. Well, did you know that if you practice and you get good at using that drone, you could go earn a little bit of money through Drone Base?
That's true. You really could earn some money. It's great to find jobs for roof inspections, just simple panos, and the opportunity to see what jobs are available in your area is right there online in front of you. Just go to go.dronebase.com/droneu to check it out.
Yeah, you'll find listings on there of all kinds of jobs that you can check out and see which one fits you.
It's true.
Give it a whirl.
It's true. It's just as true as how authentic your radio advertising voice is. Because it's very authentic.
Yeah.
It's not like, hey guys, do you have a drone in your closet? Are you using it or you'd like to use it? Do you want to turn your passion into profit? Just wait, there's more. Like,
I don't think I could go there. I don't think I can do that.
Oh, I think that's very clear that you could not go there.
I'm not sure if he's being positive or negative right now. So if you guys could write in and tell me, I would really appreciate that
I'm
tip.
I'm just giving you a hard time, Rob. I think it's great how authentic you are, and I wish there were more people
funny, industry funny.
Like you, but everyone's so focused on perception, which is, you know, it's important. But
yeah, sure. Anyways, check them out.
Go.dronebase.com. I'm sorry, Drone Base, for having to sponsor my mistakes video.
Well, I don't know. It's fun to...
Who knows? It could get more views than all the other ones.
Paul, mistakes? Yeah, I'm checking that out.
You make mistakes? How can you? You are like a drone god.
Y'all have no idea.
Oh my gosh. I will say though, if I do get to meet you in person, I'm just like everyone else, just another average Joe. So if you come up to me and you're like, oh man, it's like meeting someone I've been listening to for years, or like anything like that, like I'm just going to be like, it's going to be more awkward.
So this is going to sound really dumb, but I'll just say it because it's funny to me. So I was in Colorado wearing one of our Drone U things, right?
Uh-huh.
Our Drone U gear. And we got quite a few listeners and members up in Colorado,
mm-hmm.
in the Colorado Springs area. And I thought if somebody came up to me and like asked if I was somebody with Drone U, I would totally lie.
Really?
Yeah, I would not say that I'm Rob with the, no way. I would say, no, my name is Jimmy. And
now you guys know his fake name too.
I sent in a question and they sent me this gear. Pretty cool, huh? And I would have moved
cool,
on.
Yeah. Where me, I'm like, you're lucky, you know. Looking like Moby means you get to look like a lot of bald guys.
Oh,
I have
geez.
A very unique look.
Moby
so
Moby.
For me, it's experience is very different. It's normally, oh my God, you're Paul from Astroneu, or what's Drone U? And they have
right.
no idea.
Right.
So for me, it's either like, well, we are the, it's an online training school, but we have in-person flight lessons as well. And it's just all focused on drones, everything drones, with a continually learning community. And then other times it just moves 100 degrees in the opposite direction. Like, oh my God, I've been listening to you for so long, man. And it's just like... Run. Ilker, get the car. Yeah. Get the car.
Don't slow down. I'll jump in.
I'm waiting for our funny. Producer to just have to like block someone sometime. Right.
Pretty soon, Paul's going to have his own posse.
Be like Hillary Clinton.
Like Hillary Clinton or LeBron James.
That's right. Anyway, I couldn't resist on that Hillary joke. Man, she's made of steel, though. Right, Kate McKinnon? Anyway, let's talk about the question of the day, because this is going to be an eye-opener for you as well as for me. So,
yeah. And Jared, I appreciate the question. We're going to play it now.
I'm sure you're loving this.
Hi, Drone U. My name is Jared. I've been listening to you guys for a few months now, and I have to give you guys some credit for helping me get past my 107 and starting my business. So thank you for that, and keep up the good work. And really enjoy watching. You guys have some really good value added. But my question is, what's the worst mistake you've made while on a job, while recording something, or just as far as job presence go? Have you ever gotten there and your batteries weren't charged, or your memory cards weren't wiped or something? I found that a couple of jobs that I've done, I didn't have nearly as much battery capacity. I didn't have enough time to finish the job the way that I wanted to. And there's been times where I had to stop and charge between shots, and that's annoying. And thankfully no one's been waiting on me since that's happened. But anyway, I was just wondering, what are some of the worst mistakes you have made, and how'd you bounce back from it? Thanks.
I've made my fair share of mistakes, Rob.
Give us the juicy ones, Paul.
I will give you the juiciest.
I'm sure you've been out there, didn't have enough batteries.
I'm going to tell
blah,
you
blah.
Some stories that may make your mouth drop here, Rob. but all in good fun, as they would say. And that being said, I was like many of you guys. 4 years ago, it's crazy, it's 4 years ago. And I wanted to start a drone-based business as well. I had my own company, Ride Media, which I still have today. And I did not have a lot of money,
mm-hmm.
very honestly. Mm-hmm. I just closed another business that I was in that was extremely successful, and I was used to having a lot of money all the time. And it went downhill pretty fast, because of business partners, because of, well, I started this business out of college.
Mm-hmm.
I won the entrepreneurial challenge, and I wasn't even in the business school at UNM.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you remember this.
I remember.
Still have the big 6 foot long check with my name on it and party trolley and all that.
Cool.
But, when I got out of that, because of, again, some bad things with business partners and whatnot, and got into Ride Media, and client asked me, can you take an aerial picture of my building? And I was like, what? Like my mind just like, pew, 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 pew.
You know, do that?
Like, you know, started popping off. When I lived in Prague and went to school, we didn't have TV. So all we had for fun was the little toys we could find at what we called the little market down the street in Prague.
Hmm.
And the only thing that they had there that we could afford were those little toy helicopters. So we used to fly them all over the city of Prague before drones were ever a thing.
They have cameras on them?
Yeah. This was like 2010.
All right.
But anyway, so it reminded me of that. It reminded me of flying in Prague and having a lot of fun with my boys. And I'm like, can I really make money doing this? So I went to a university for unmanned systems engineering. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
That was a joke. Absolute
so
joke.
So mistake number one.
Yeah. Don't go to Arizona. None of them had drones. There wasn't much going on. I did learn a lot of technical things, but nothing that had to do anything with consumer-based drones.
And by the way, I would not say it was a mistake, because you did learn some things, and it did sort of get you moving down the right track.
Sure.
So you gotta pull the positive out of whatever mistakes we're going to talk about.
Absolutely. Yeah. So after that, then I got into flying for myself, flying for real estate. And one of the first jobs that I one of the first tasks that I ever had was this ranch outside of Santa Fe, across the street from Jane Fonda's ranch.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a very famous person. I'm not going to name the person. And the guy was, for lack of a better word,
not very nice.
A
not very nice person.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah. There's I can't think of a single word that I actually am allowed to say on the podcast.
Yeah, good.
So, very bad. I mean, this is someone who talked about stabbing his wife in front of us.
Wow.
During the initial meeting. No, the first meeting, and the reason I'm not saying his name is because I don't want this to ever come back to me, but he's talking to the realtor, and his wife interrupts him, and he looks at her, and he's like, I have to use another realtor's name or else they're going to figure out who it was. He's like, I'm talking to Mark. You don't get to talk to Mark. I'm talking to Mark. And if you don't shut your bleep mouth, I'm going to go to the kitchen, and I'm going to grab a knife, and I'm going to put your throat. Like, literally.
No way.
Right there in the meeting.
Wow.
And I knew I had to be on my best behavior. And I just wanted the job. I knew if I got a celebrity gig that, and I did a good job, that I could, like, use that for future branding. And setting up to go out on this ranch was a nightmare. Mm-hmm. There were 5 secure gates, all locked, all guarded by people. Like, you had to have special access. It was like a chain of events to get out there. And I shot the whole thing, loved it, and destroyed an SD card.
That's a big mistake.
And it had all of the aerials from the first day.
So it was your turn to get stabbed. So how'd you handle it? Number one, how did that happen? I mean, was it something that you did, or was it just a freak thing? And then what did you do?
I think it was a freak thing. This was back when I don't even think it was a Hero 4 Black. I don't even remember what GoPro it was, but the SD cards hadn't really caught up. The micro SD cards hadn't caught up. And I corrupted one. And instead of, like, realizing that SanDisk has a corrupt file, like, generator or whatever, I, like, tried, I don't know what I did, but I was trying to, like, get it to fit into a camera to even watch it, and I was getting frustrated, and I damaged the card while doing that, so I couldn't even, like, regenerate it. What happened is I had actually shown the footage to the guy already, so this is even worse. Like, the guy knew the footage exists, and now it's gone. So, and it's gone.
Ouch.
So, and I said, you know, I tried playing it off as much as I could, and I just said, you know, it really wasn't that green out there that day. And in New Mexico, the level of green actually varies in the summer by day. I mean, it could be super green and lush, and then a week later, it hasn't rained at all, and it looks brown. So you know, you can back this up, this part of the story, that the level of green changes quite frequently.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, I damaged one of my SD cards, but I noticed it wasn't that green out there, and it's supposed to rain on Thursday. What do you say we go out there Friday or Saturday and reshoot the thing? And he's like, oh, well, is that going to cost me more? Like, blah, blah, blah. No. It's going to end up costing me more. This ranch, by the way, is a 3-hour drive.
Right.
So this was like, I lost a full day.
It's not a small deal.
I lost, you know, a lot of footage. I lost the confidence of the client. It just sucked. You know, it absolutely sucked. And I got to give it to the real estate guy, because he really was in my corner. He really helped out a lot.
Well, and the way you handled that, I think that realtor is still a client.
I did another couple of celebrity ranches of the celebrities I can't name in Santa Fe.
Yeah, but if he had any others come up, he'll call you.
Oh, yeah.
To do that.
Oh, yeah. So, he wanted, actually, to be 100% honest with you, this particular client offered me a full-time position in July of this year to do his SEO, social media, and produce all of their videos.
Mm-hmm.
For cool. 6 figures.
Nice.
So when are my checks going up, Rob?
As soon as you take that job.
That's so funny.
So give
you're
me
good, you're a smart one.
So give me another mistake. Let's see.
Maybe. So one of the questions that he had brought up was the whole I've never had to deal with a client while I'm recharging batteries. Well, like I said, I used to be broke. When I went to that school, it took a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And even I had help with that, and I just was broke. I mean, I didn't have any money. So I only had 3 batteries for my Phantom. And in the beginning, realtors wanted to be there because they didn't trust you in the house. Like, they didn't know that you weren't going to steal all the nice stuff in there. So I would literally, like, distract the realtor, go downstairs, plug a battery into the kitchen, and then start talking about the kitchen and say, well, you know, you mind if I grab a cup of coffee really quick? And then talk about their listings and, you know, how can I really help you? You know,
right.
And this particular realtor's name was Celicia. And, you know, like, Celicia, I know you're young, you're hungry, you're trying to get these listings out the door. And I just, I really, really want to know what I can do for you.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. In my mind, I was telling this to our producer, in my mind, sales, I was telling this to Doug, sales is a game of perception, just like life is a game of perception.
Wow, getting deep here.
So if you can change someone's perception or distract their perception, just like magic,
mm-hmm.
show them where to look. There might not be anything there, but at least they didn't look left. That's the point. So when I focus on the realtor, and I was charging my batteries because I didn't have enough battery to finish the job that I was at, I focus entirely on the realtor, everything about them. And if they would ask me, just, yeah, topping off a battery over here. But I just, you know, I want to make sure that I continue to get business from you. I want to make sure that you're happy. And I don't want any passive aggressive phone calls from you about what's wrong with the video or what's not wrong with the video when you're actually pissed.
Right.
I said, I just want to get to know you. And that's really important for me. She ate it up like Kobayashi, dude.
A lot of them will.
So why a lot of them will? A lot of realtors. Massive egos.
Perhaps. And you know,
there's a lot of realtors that don't, too.
Just like any industry, you've got your good and your not as good. I think that's true across the board. So, okay, let's see. Have you ever, see, this would actually be kind of funny. Yeah, I don't know if you've done this, but I'm going to ask. Have you ever shot the wrong house? See, that would be funny. You shoot the wrong house, you send him the footage.
Okay, hold on. I've got a pretty, actually... This is a story I've held close to the chest for quite some time.
Let it out.
I noticed there was a house for sale in the northeast Sandia Heights, $2 million home. Saw it was for sale. At the time, I was like, I'm going to go shoot these houses and then call the realtor and say, hey, do you want drone footage for your house? Like, it would make your house look so good. I even went out and took a sample to give you an idea of what it would look like because you want to visualize the value, right? When you're selling, visualize the value. And he was like, oh, you're the guy.
Oh, no.
I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm the drone guy. It sounds like you're thinking about someone. It's probably not me, though. He's like, no, I think it's you. Did you go out a couple days ago, Saturday, flew your drone around, and you were there for me like 5-10 minutes and drove off? Drive a blue Ford.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, that was me. He was like, well, what are you doing there? And I was like, well, a lot of realtors don't understand the value of having drone footage. And I'm super hungry to go out and say, like, look what this does for your listing. It's going to help you sell. And he's like, you didn't even have to do that. I agree with you. But you scared the crap out of my client, and I'm about to lose the listing because of it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And she's like, I need you to call them or go back over there and introduce yourself and show them what you took so that they know that you're not spying on them.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm like, I'm so sorry. And I said, you know what? I really just wanted to impress you, and I apologize, and I'll go do that. And, you know, I'm sorry to cause you any trouble, and I'm sorry that you have to deal with clients that think a GoPro is going to spy on them.
And here's a free video.
So that's when I learned the lesson that you don't pre-shoot a house.
That's yeah, no, that's a really good lesson. That's tough. So,
oh man, that was a fun one. I haven't told anyone that story.
I don't think I've heard that story.
No, yeah, you for sure haven't. So.
Dang, you are hearing it here first, folks.
Oh man, there was a. Okay, here's another one. My last one for this podcast. One of my first clients, again, going back to the beginning. And I'm telling you this because, like, I've learned from these mistakes now. It's why I have the systems I have. And I was flying for this client, and I'm trying to do this big, massive, drone-y shot, and I didn't see a branch. This was, like, when the Phantom 2 first came out. And it hit the branch, and it began to fall.
Mm-hmm.
It was 80 feet. But the drone flipped over and recovered itself 5 feet from the ground.
And
I went back and did the shoot again, and they're like, you're the most incredible pilot we've ever met. Who could flip a drone over and save it last minute like that? Like, you are a boss, and we're hiring you for it. And I'm like, thank you, NASA V2. Thank you, NASA V2.
So it sounds like most of your mistakes have ended up okay.
Well, at the time, I'm sure, you know, one thing I've learned from you and from Tim, the baldies in the group, is that emotional intelligence is more valuable than anything else in business. Because if you handle something emotionally properly, everything else falls into place.
Yeah.
Everything else.
No, you can recover from just about any mistake.
Yeah.
Just by the way you handle it.
And absolutely.
With the humility that you handle it with, et cetera.
Totally. And that's why I'm
and
really...
the creativity, like talking up a realtor for a long time, as long as you need, and kind of getting them going.
Yeah. Yeah, there was...
Tell me about your poodle, whatever.
Don't even bring up the guy with the poodle because I know who you're talking about.
I'm not bringing him up. That was not a related reference.
Here's one that I'm going to tell because I'm absolutely fed up with the movie unions, and I think this is a great story. There's a guy here in town who tells everyone still to this day that you need a 333 and you need to be in a union to film the shows.
Okay.
Just not true.
Right.
It's just not true. And I had this lady who called me, and she's very, very famous film production. Again, I can't say the name, but one that's shot out here for AMC. Big, 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 big production. And she's like, you know, I've got all your credentials, honey. I've got your license. I've got everything I need. I've got your insurance. But I don't have your union card.
Hmm.
And I said... And I, as soon as I heard that, like, my mind just,
sure.
Like, literally, that's how I felt. I said, oh, you know, that's funny. I didn't know that drone jobs were in a union. If you can show me in any of the union books of law where drone pilots are regulated, I'll go get a union card right now. But if you can't do that, which I assume you can't do that, then you can safely assume that I don't have a union card. But I'll show you from my film credits, I don't need a union card.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to show you from my demo reel that my controllability and smoothness, as you mentioned in the other podcast, is better than the other guy. I said, and I don't understand why I need a union too when we're a vendor. I said, you know the rules on vendors, right? And she being a location scout and for this group, she knew.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay. I ended up getting hired for that job. I took it away from the other guy. Got paid, everything, whole nine yards. No big deal.
Cool. Yeah. There's no mistake there, though.
Well, the mistake could have been, well, that's just wrong.
Yeah.
You know, telling her that she was wrong, blah, blah, blah. That's true. It's all about how you communicate. Okay.
It is.
I'm trying to think of any other mistakes. Have I made any other mistakes? Oh, well, the famous one.
Uh-oh.
I'm not really sure it was a mistake on my part, but it was a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Is that fair?
You know what? Why not? It's a family show.
A while ago, while filming Wake Surfing... Do you remember where this one's going?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so a while ago, while filming Wake Surfing in a foreign place, I was approaching the surfer. And the surfer was, there were two girls actually surfing a bowl. This is when two boats get together and then sink the sides closest to each other to create this bowl wave. It's really cool. And it takes a little bit more control to get into the bowl and then throw the rope to actually surf the wave. Well, as I was approaching, the surfer wasn't paying attention to where I was in relationship to her.
Mm-hmm.
So she threw the rope.
Because they get pulled up with a rope.
They get pulled up with a rope and then they let the rope go.
Right.
Pulls up the rope, throws the rope. And I'm looking at my FPV screen. And all of a sudden, and this is how I knew there was latency.
All of a sudden, you're seeing fish.
All of a sudden, I hear, oh no! And then I look up and I hear this whoosh! And it was the rope catching the blade of the drone, sinking the drone.
Yeah.
Instantly. I mean, it was like a freaking rodeo the way she got that thing. I mean, you know, she didn't really like throw it up like that, but the way that she like it got the whole arm and the prop so that the prop held the drone onto the rope.
Just pulled it right down into the water.
Perfect.
Yeah,
it was
I don't think
perfect.
She could do that again.
You know, we've actually talked about that because this surfer, she was number one in the world last year. One of my good friends, and I, we joke about that all the time. So I don't think it could ever happen again,
yeah,
like perfectly
not.
Like that.
Yeah. That was a bummer of a mistake. I don't, like you said, I don't know who that was a mistake on. Just kind of one of those things that happened. But maybe the mistake was not prepping her, not talking a little bit more about the shoot and where you were going to be, that kind of stuff.
Well,
so
luckily,
maybe the setup.
Luckily, we were insured, and I also had priced out the job so that there was enough money for us to replace that thing and not even file insurance.
Right. Yeah.
So
it all worked out okay. Anyways,
biggest mistakes.
The bottom line, you're going to make mistakes.
It's all about how you deal with it.
Deal with them. Yeah. Don't worry about them. Move on. Learn from them. Make sure you take care of the client if the mistake impacts them. Make sure that you go above and beyond what you think their expectation is in terms of what would make it up to them. And you'll be fine. And ultimately, and we've seen this in business. If you make a mistake, you actually have an opportunity to have that mistake give you more value and benefit to your business than had you not made the mistake?
Some people say the biggest asset in business is having previously failed before.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I actually, that's how I look at my previous company.
Yeah.
That it was the best thing that could happen was failing. So
yeah, none of us are asking for mistakes, but they're going to happen. So just deal with them well and you'll be fine. You'll move on. You'll be better off.
Right, I'm glad this podcast is over, Rob.
I think it's kind of fun. So Jared, thank you for
the
question.
Let's talk about your mistakes.
let's not. That'll be on podcast. Special podcast 1000.
I'm holding you to it. You guys heard that, right? Okay. All right. All right. On that bombshell, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Dronio.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.